This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The Taliban are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive that has seen almost half of Afghanistan's capitals taken by the Taliban in less than a week. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital of Kabul within 24 to 48 hours. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the 3,000 troops, who will be charged with securing the embassy and Hamad Karzai's International Airport, to facilitate the movement of all the people over the next couple of weeks. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Six people were killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in southwestern England on Thursday evening. Police say two females and three males, including the suspect, died from gunshot wounds at the scene of the incident, and another woman died later at the hospital. The police added that the incident was not related to terrorism. The United Kingdom has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world, and mass shootings are rare. Investigators are continuing to look into that shooting. The United States is growing more racially diverse as the white population declined over the past decade for the first time in the country's history. A new detailed look at the 2020 census shows. The Census Bureau said Thursday its once-a-decade headcount showed 331.4 million people living here in the U.S. last year, up just over 7% since 2010. People identifying as white remain the largest population group in the U.S., but the next largest group, people who identified as Hispanic or Latino. A COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern U.S. is also clobbering states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February, the strongest coming in the south. The White House coronavirus coordinator says it's driving people to get their vaccinations. Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again indoors in public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands, not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. Zambian polling places stayed open after dark Thursday evening as voters waited in long lines to cast their ballots, while other officials began counting the results. Verifications and ballot counting takes place at the polling stations where the results are posted on the walls, according to Zambia's political system. Both President Edgar Lungu and his rival, Hakainde Hichilema, have urged citizens to vote peacefully, but what happens after the vote is how many people concerned. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.